Welcome to this episode of GGID. Today, Amsterdam facing its slave past. The city of Amsterdam in the Netherlands is doing something that we in the United States are divided about doing. It is facing its past, its racial past, and how that past contributed to the history of slavery. Amsterdam is an important city in Dutch history and an important city in what made slavery possible. What happened has now been chronicled. The city commissioned the International Institute of Social History to research its past, and the results have been put into a book, Amsterdam and the History of Slavery, a book which is now available free to all of Amsterdam's citizens via its city hall and libraries. The reason for the commission was to understand how the ideas of the past linger and still influence the present. The Dutch East India Company and the West India Company, as anyone who has studied slavery knows, were instrumental in the slave trade. In the case of Amsterdam, it also included city administrators as well as private individuals who invested in slave ships and sugar plantations. Dutch traders shipped more than 600,000 Africans to North and South America, as well as between 660,000 and 1.4 million Africans to around the Indian Ocean. That is why last year, King Wilhelm Alexander apologized to Indonesia for what he said was the excessive violence of Dutch colonialists. The Dutch slave past is also featured in a recently opened exhibition in Rijksmuseum featuring the lives of 10 people caught in the Dutch slave trade. In some ways, the Dutch have greater responsibility than the United States for enabling the slave trade. But the Dutch did not hold slavery as an institution, as did the United States, until well past the middle of the 19th century. Perhaps then, the U.S. can borrow from the Dutch example to reduce its hesitancy to do exactly what they're doing. Thank you for listening. And until next time, let's make sure that we notice all that's good out there.